How many of us have ever traveled? Of course, all of us would answer, yeah, we've all traveled here or there. How many times when we travel do we book one way? An overwhelming amount of travel is booked round trip. You know, we know as we maybe plan out that perfect vacation spot or wherever we're going, we know eventually we will return back to our starting destination. You know, this concept's not a new one. In John 13, 3 through 5, it says, Jesus knew, or Jesus knowing, that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer garment and wrapped a towel around his waist. And after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and drying them with the towel that he has once wrapped around him. You know, we often forget sometimes that Jesus came, and so many times that he would tell us that he came to seek and to save the lost. He came as a servant. He deliberately made himself the servant king. And let's look again at the words that a little bit that we just talked about in John there. He knew that the Father had put all things under his power. Sometimes we forget who Jesus is or was. You know, he is. He is the agent of creation. He was there. He was one of the, and John would write in another part of his gospel there, through him, all things that were made were made. Without him, nothing was made that had been made. He's the one that spoke the world into existence. He was the author of the universe. He was there with the mind of the maker as that took place. But his descent came from one throne to come down here with the thought of returning again. It was a round trip, that passage that was booked. It wasn't a one way. You know, he came from heaven. It's one thing, you know, in a sense to come from heaven, let's say. It's quite another to make it plain that you're going to make a return trip. And as he was there with his disciples that night, as he gave this example, and as we, by an example by word and by deed, and many times we could say, he was performing the task of the lowliest of servant in the household would have been this. He would have had, in a sense, it was the dirty job, so to speak. But Jesus took it on, the form of a servant. He was willing. He went willingly to his death upon the cross, but also with the mission to return again. So as we meet around the Lord's table here, we're remembering not only his death and his burial and resurrection, but where he came from and where he returned to. And as we do this, in other parts of Scripture it says, we proclaim this till he comes again as we partake of these emblems today. Dear Father in heaven, what a privilege it is to know that you had all this in your plan, that you came from splendor and came down to earth and then with the mind to go back again by coming here, taking on the form of a man, taking on the form of a servant, and giving your life for us. And these emblems here, as we have this time of remembrance, they draw our minds to that. The fruit of the vine representing your blood that was poured out there on Calvary, and the bread representing your body that was torn apart and beaten there with the whip and the scourge and the nails there as you hung upon the cross for each one of us. But you went again and went back into heaven, and you've also promised that you will come again. And we're looking forward to that. And we're so thankful for that. And we just thank you for all the things that you bless us with in this life as we live a life pleasing unto you. For your Son's name we pray.